This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, Sex and Our Health. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's always a risk with sex. It can expose you to diseases, and let's face it, that thought puts a major damper on things. These days, a lot of people take PrEP to cut down specifically on the risk of HIV. PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. You take one pill a day to prevent HIV infection, and even if you're opting out of condoms, it reduces the risk of contracting the disease by more than 90%. So PrEP is here, it works, but getting your hands on it can be a different story. Some healthcare providers don't know that much about it, and access can also be harder depending on where you live. Alexander Charles Adams lives in Louisiana, where getting a PrEP prescription was a challenge. Alexander recalls the experience.
I started hearing Ask Your Doctor about PrEP on TV and YouTube sometime in spring of 2016. I was a university student having their fair share of queer fun, so PrEP was definitely a topic of conversation. But when I Googled it, a big $1,200 per month price tag came up, which made me terrified to ask my parents about it, and they pay for my health insurance. Then, a long list of confusing side effects filled my computer screen.
Stomach pain, diarrhea, headache, dizziness.
Here's the deal. I don't like condoms. The feel, the idea, the whole thing. At the same time, I was truly lucky to receive a comprehensive sexual health education. So I couldn't rationalize having the sex I wanted to have and not protecting myself from a threat I well knew was there. Alone in my bedroom, just coming off of the last of a series of HIV scares, I was determined. I was going to get on PrEP and stop this anxiety, this self-hatred for my sex life. So come hell or high water, I picked up the phone, called my family doctor, and made an appointment. I get in, play on my phone to calm down, ignore the weird Christian rock playing from the intercom, and prepare to talk to this old straight white man about sex things. He comes in, I breathe, and then I give my pitch.
So I'm high risk, and I know that. I had 82 partners last year. I'm using but hating condoms. And I know that there's another way to do this. Could we look at Truvada for PrEP?
He pulls his laptop in front of him, does some click-clack-clacking away, and then come the words.
This isn't covered by your insurance.
No, without insurance, I can't do this.
I can't afford this.
I can't ask my dad.
I can't.
No.
I go home searching for another option, Googling furiously. And I find out what my doc said wasn't true.
Wait, what?
Not only did my insurance cover it, Gilead, the manufacturer, had a copay program that made the pills free, regardless of where you get them from or if you have insurance.
Why would my doctor lie to me? Maybe he didn't know.
So I go back to my doc to demand an explanation. He comes in. I blurt out,
I need PrEP. I promise I'm going to show up for blood work, and I promise I will tell you if I have side effects, but I need this medication. Please.
What he says next still messes with me today.
I will not prescribe a slut drug. I do not want to talk about this again.
That should never have happened. But I only know that now. In 2016, PrEP was easily accessible in so many gay capitals across the country with payment help, free lab costs, and community engagement. But San Francisco is San Francisco. Southeast Louisiana is something else. Recently, I talked it out with a friend of mine, Austin Matthews. He's a social worker in the HIV care scene here in Louisiana.
It's very rare that clients come in and they're just so forthright with you about saying, I know that I have some behavior that put me in a higher category for this outcome. Please help me. Like, that's, if I could hear that from every client that I've ever seen as a social worker, my life would be so much easier. The doctor, you gave the doctor a win.
but that doesn't really answer my question. So I talk to someone else who helps people get on this medication every day. I share the same story again, this time with nurse practitioner Dion Bell.
You know, it's unfortunate, but that happens a lot. You know, down here in the South, you know, it's a little different. You know, all over the country, people are evolving and trying to eliminate HIV, and this is just one of the steps in that goal. I understand discomfort with something that you don't know. I totally get that. I do feel that he could have at least helped you to find a resource to get on PrEP.
But he didn't. I'm 19, trying to stay safe, and staring at Say Nothing billboards with no real resources on them. Just, did you know that there's a pill that can prevent HIV? Yeah, girl, I do, but that doesn't mean I know how to get it.
I've seen the commercials, I've seen the billboards, I've seen the signs, but there's still, you know, more we need to do as far as getting access and word out there to people that this is what we have and this is available to you.
Soon the new year rolled in, and in 2017, while I was trying my best to adhere to my sex light diet and get on this medication, something was changing in my backyard.
Baton Rouge has the highest incident rate of people living with HIV, as well as people who have a confirmed AIDS diagnosis within 1 year of being diagnosed with HIV.
Okay, see? Then I couldn't be the only person who needs this. I mean, I'm not some reckless maniac. Yes, sex was my risk factor, but it's also what ended up protecting me. One night at 3 a.m., I got a series of attractive images on Grindr, this hookup app, and decided to go over to this guy's house, just a run-of-the-mill meetup for me. When I asked him about his HIV status, he said,
"Negative and on PrEP. Yourself?"
I turned the conversation to how hard it had been for me to get a prescription. His face lit up. He grabbed his computer and he said,
"I can help. PrEP is actually my job."
And I stood there in shock and awe. He pulled up this map I had never seen before, where I could put in my zip code and find a clinic that offered PrEP specifically. This clinic finder was new, and my head exploded. My friend Austin wasn't surprised that this information came to me during a rendezvous.
People who are on PrEP need to be having talks with their sex partners. Why aren't you on PrEP? Because, real talk, if I'm on PrEP and I'm having sex with someone, that does not protect them from anything. But honestly, once you know what people are into, you can have better sexual relationships.
I mean, I think that's true. That's a very true sentence.
Let me social work everyone over the radio for just a moment. That when you know what people are into, when you know their background, when you know what's up and what's not, you can have much better, happier, healthier sex life.
I get home, plug in my zip code, and call the nearest clinic.
Hi.
Hi, I'd like to make a PrEP appointment. It's my first time, yes. Only Wednesdays. Between 1 and 6. I'm sorry. I have to work. I have to... Let me call you back later. Hi, I called yesterday about a PrEP appointment. Alexander Adams? Yeah. 4 weeks? I'm sorry. Okay. I drive down to the clinic on my one day off to do the new patient rigmarole, and I meet my PrEP navigator. This is the moment. I answer some intake questions, confirm my insurance, and then I am shown the door.
It'll be another week before we do an HIV test. Then 2 weeks after that, we'll do another one, and then you'll get your prescription.
What?
There are necessary delays in the PrEP process because we don't want to prescribe you a medication that's not right for you.
Okay, that's fair. But all in all, getting on PrEP took the better part of a year. The process was convoluted, bureaucratic, and degrading. But I made it. At any point in that journey, if one night didn't go as planned, if one guy persuaded me past my boundaries, if any fiber of my will to avoid HIV had faltered for one moment, I would have become positive. And this story would be very different. PrEP changed my life. I say this for two reasons, because I'm without a doubt high risk. Like, honey. But more importantly, I felt more secure. I respected more people's kinks and interests, and I could even begin to explore my own.
That was sound artist Alexander Charles Adams telling the story of getting on PrEP.